Now, for many reasons, in recent history, the role of the magisterium, the teaching authority of the church, can sometimes be pushed to the side by us. And there's a temptation, I think, on our part, to decide which teachings of Christ and his church we wish to live or follow, and which ones we shrug off, because they seem difficult, or countercultural, or we personally disagree with them. Yet that is not our Lord's desire for us. As Pope Benedict XVI once said, truth is not determined by a majority vote. For example, to put things in perspective, last week, you might have heard that the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been told that she is to be denied Holy Communion because of her obstinate views and actions on abortion. She must now publicly recant these views and go to the sacrament of confession before she can receive again in her diocese. Her bishop, Archbishop Corleone, is reiterating the moral teaching of the Church on the sacredness of human life. The authority of the Church is clear. We cannot be a practicing Catholic and support abortion. This is an exercise of the ordinary magisterium, the bishop's authority as a successor to the apostles. Nancy Pelosi is a public figure as the Speaker of the House and frequently claims to be a devout Catholic, yet staunchly opposes church teaching. Therefore, she needed to be publicly corrected. Now, as the doctor of our souls, our Lord desires to give us the instruction and guidance for authentic happiness in all parts of our lives. And that instruction is now spoken by the Holy Spirit through his church, in particular with important moral issues.